Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, or Brian and La Follette. Either way, I'm Brian. That's La Follette over there.
This is Luke Mathers.
We are on AM 950. We are not. I've been talking to them. We are on 1580 AM WTTN and 92.7 FM. We're broadcasting out of the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison.
Yes, we are.
And we are having a wonderful time today. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. You can also check us out on the Devil Radio app. And
download that wherever you get apps on your fine phone.
In your Apple device. Area.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what you're saying.
It's like it bogged down in semantics. Happy hump day, everyone.
Yes. No, it is. I got a nice second wind going on here, Brian. See, I do a pretty early morning shift here.
Yeah.
You know, I got a lot of news and a lot of stuff going on in the state of Wisconsin.
You have fires burning with the anger of a thousand suns.
Last night got me all fired up, and I was kind of upset, and so I threw the phone away. I was like, okay, I'm not looking at any of this anymore.
You didn't have to throw your phone away. You could just turn it off
it to the other side of the couch.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I didn't toss it, obviously.
I'm taking you at your word. Okay. Are you a lying?
Are you lying now?
Now I can't trust you ever on anything.
Yeah. Well, funny you should say that, because we've got some back and forth, and we've actually got dueling stories here in the elections.
Oh, dueling stories. That's fantastic.
Yeah, some dueling stories.
Just so you know, we are completely aware of the yet another shooting that happened yesterday in the high schools. We're going to be addressing that tomorrow. I'm going to give you insight from a couple students, but we're also going to bring on Dr. Tim Slecker, and we're going to talk about possible solutions, and he's a good person to talk to for long-term solutions, because he's a teacher of teachers.
Yes, so. I was going to say, he is an educator teaching educators how to handle the problems that they are facing in the world today, and obviously school shootings is one of the number one items on that list.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's been a problem that we have not been able to address as a nation. And so Dr. Tim Slecker is going to come on and talk to us tomorrow. But today,
we're going to talk about the high school drama that is... The WEC is meeting right now, or they have been meeting.
They met
for 6 hours at least.
They were in 6 hours of the sixth hour of their meeting earlier this afternoon, about an hour ago.
And simultaneously, Levin, the other fun part is Gableman.
Yes,
has brought himself to be subjected to questions before the legislature.
Yes, in front of the Assembly Elections Committee, Gableman has been answering questions, and we found out almost all of the staff that he's got working. And Brian, we can take some guesses for how much people think the payroll is per month for what Wisconsin taxpayers are picking up for Gableman to do his little charade here that we've got as election quote unquote review.
All right, so let's get some guesses out there as to what the cost is.
844-967-2789. Just let us know what you think Wisconsin is paying every single month for the payroll for these individuals to sit around, talk to conspiracists, and waste our money and undermine the election.
Unless you think they have, like, the Wisconsin Elections Commission has three Republicans and three Democrats on their commission.
Yep.
Supposed to be a bipartisan commission.
Set up that way.
Gableman's has no such notions, and literally every person is a right-wing hack.
Brian, it is a independent review that is expected to bring closure to all the Wisconsinites that are really having harsh... And then they're hearing these allegations, and they just have the uncertainty that there were some improper aspects of last year's election.
Well, I think they should pray on it and go home and pray on it. And leave the rest of the reality to the people who live in it. Okay, so let's talk about the high school drama that is going on here. So you've been updating me throughout the day while I'm trying to do my stuff, which is I'm not saying that complaining. I'm just saying we're both doing a bunch of things,
right?
And this goes along with your anger burning of a thousand suns, and you now have your second wind. I would say it's your fourth or fifth wind at this point, but we're not going to argue over that.
Yes.
Let's take us into the inside scoop as to what's going on here.
Yeah, so I did not subject myself to listening to all 6 hours of the Wisconsin Elections Commission's meeting today. I did not want to sit there and listen to all of it, but thankfully we have some great reporters here in the state of Wisconsin that are doing just that, and they like to put out periodic updates on Twitter before they, go and write the long-form stories that they later then publish.
So kind of like a notes session.
Right, and it's kind of just a, hey, this is kind of where we're at. It takes a little temperature. It's like a poll. It's a little snapshot into what is going on. And so we got Scott Bauer over at the AP who tweeted out earlier today, about an hour ago, if anyone's wondering how the Wisconsin Elections meeting is going after about 6 hours, mostly spent working through the Audit Bureau election audit. Here is what Mark Thompson, one of the commissioners on the Wisconsin Elections
Mark Commission. Thompson's a very subdued guy.
Yes. Friend of the station.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and he's been on a couple times. He's run ads through here, Gingrich, Thompson, and Wax. He's a subdued guy.
Yes.
At most, if he's angry, I could see him going, well, I really don't like you.
Yes.
That's it.
And so Mark Thompson just said about an hour ago about a Bob Spindell, who is one of the other commissioners on the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Spindell rhymes with Lindell, and yes, they are of the same ilk.
Pretty much. One of the fraud electors, he signed his name to the fake slate of electors for the state of Wisconsin that said Donald Trump won the state in last year's presidential
election. He fraudulently became an elector, but then accused other people of fraud.
Correct.
Okay.
That guy. Yeah. So one of Bob Spindell's motions, Mark Thompson had this to say about it. Quote, I think it is a stupid idea, and I'm not going to weigh in on it. End quote. So that is where we're at.
You've seen him. If you've ever seen him, he's been on TV in the Milwaukee area. He was the attorney for Sterling Brown. He's just a very dignified guy, and he kind of he's a Bucks fan. That's what he posts on Facebook. He's a sports fan, and that's kind of it. Like, he's just kind of a nice, reserved guy. And for him to go and say just even that is
a stupid idea.
I think it's a stupid idea, and we're not going to even talk about it. Like, just for him to say that is just I can picture it in my mind, and that's. That's a huge reaction out of a guy like Mark Thompson, is all I'm saying.
Yes, yes. It was. I found it pretty comical, so I felt like I had to share with you because I found it funny, and that's the extent of where we're at right now, because the other thing that I shared with you is there was kind of some back and forth. Somebody was giving a summary of what the Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting had been like to this point, and this was around hour 4 or 5, I believe, so this is a few hours ago, even before the Mark Thompson quote, and somebody pretty much summed it up as saying, well, the Legislative Audit Bureau's audit said that we recommend doing this. And then the commissioner's response was, well, we tried to implement that before, but the former governor, Walker, and his administration and the legislature didn't act upon it, so it didn't happen. And that was pretty much all the comment that they had. So they're going through the recommendations that the audit came up with, and they're pretty much just showing everybody that is in the meeting that they can't do it because, or they haven't done it yet, because former Governor Walker and the Wisconsin legislature just hasn't acted on these things.
Okay. So.
But now they're complaining about it.
So this is. All right. So these Republicans or regressives, they started. They're pointing to this LAB investigation. The sheriff of Racine County has recommended these people for felonies.
Yes.
Okay, this is how much they are taking this seriously.
Yes.
They're coming after the WEC. Becky Clayfish has also said, yeah, the sheriff's right. Hey, we got to go after these people. So for recommendations, and the reason why they're going after these people is recommendations based on the LAB report. Okay, so this LAB report is out there, and right now they're going through point by point
taking seven hours now.
All the recommendations of the LAB, and every single time that a point is brought up, saying, why didn't we do this and have this in place? The answer every single time has been, we tried to do that, Walker wouldn't let us. Hey, why didn't you do this? We tried to do that, Walker wouldn't let us.
We tried to do that, the Wisconsin legislature didn't act on it.
Yes.
That was their response.
So they're complaining about a problem of their own creation.
Correct.
And now they're going through the audit. We're going to go through piece by piece and show how the WEC should be committed with felony and why they committed a felony. And piece by piece, we're going to drag it all out into the light. Oh, we're dragging it out of the light. That's a really bad idea. Because now they're exposed for being complete obstructionists when it comes to the thing they are complaining about.
But this is the thing. What they're going to do is they're just going to complain, and by complaining, again, it makes people cynical of the process. It gets
That's
people
all they care
to
about.
Tune it out, and that is all they want, because their voters are still going to come and vote for them. They are in gerrymandered districts. There are no political consequences for what they face as elected officials in the legislature for not doing anything and then going and complaining about a bipartisan board that they set up didn't do more, even though all the recommendations that are now before that bipartisan commission were ignored by the Republican legislature and the former Republican governor.
I am without speech. I have no speech. I'm beside myself. I'm right here, and I'm next to myself, and I have no speech. I have nothing to say about this because this is insanity.
Yep. Yep.
And to add on to it, the whole reason the WEC exists in the first place is because the stupid administration that wouldn't let the WEC do anything got rid of the board that was doing it, the Government Accountability Board, beforehand to go and replace them with the WEC, which they're now complaining about with their LAB, which is their all their complaints are because of the things that they wouldn't let them do, and it's just ridiculous. It's so stupid.
Brian, I think you found your second wind as well.
It's so stupid.
Now you know why I was so worked up earlier.
Give me a call. Tell me. Just remind me that I'm not. 844-967-2789. This is so stupid. I can't believe I have to keep explaining this, but I have to because it. Do I have my hands? Are these real? Are we in the Matrix? Do I wake up every day? Is it Groundhog Day? What kind of reality are we living in here? And we got to go and do something now. And next thing you know, we're watering everything with Gatorade.
And there's more because Gableman's in front of the assembly as well.
We didn't even get to that. Jeez.
We'll be right back.